Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is the author of No Man's Land, a book we helped him launch a long time ago. We've known each other a long time. He's been hanging out with us for 20 years. He is he's the entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University. And he's got a bunch of other titles. He's the chairman of the board of the Newport Board Group. And he's an amazing entrepreneur and a global thinker, and we're so happy he's here to talk to us. Doug Tatum, welcome back.
Oh, man, it's so fun to be back. The next time, don't remind everybody we've been doing this for 20 years, though.
Well, it was right after we graduated from high school, right? That's when we started.
Yeah, middle school.
Exactly. Hey, Doug, you're sitting, literally sitting in a classroom at Florida State University. You got teaching.
I am.
You got students coming in, and I love the reports that you give us on what you're teaching these young people, these fresh and new faces. Not even 20 yet, because these are most of your kids are freshmen, and what you're teaching them about business, about the profit motive, about things like that, about capitalism. And how they're responding to that. What's the news?
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. I think you hear a lot about various age groups, millennials, the group that follows millennials. And I'd be very, very careful in classifying any group of students generically. I think they're a little more independent than we give credit for.
Yep.
I will say to you that they are, in my humble opinion, woefully unexposed to a lot of the concepts, just fundamental concepts around the business world. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we're launching here, I do it in the class, but we're actually I'm hope any day, knock on wood, that we're going to get approval to launch an executive education course to employees called Profit Sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a course that started with a research paper that I published with the former CEO of the Atlanta Fed and another colleague at a different university on this enormous statistical evidence that profits are viewed very negatively by most university students, by most Americans.
Well, you prove that with the research that you've done. I mean, in the last several years since you've been down there, you've reported on this show about the results of asking your brand spanking new first semester entrepreneur students their general opinion of profit, and it was breathtaking.
Yeah, it was, but what's even more breathtaking is I did it to the general population. There's hardly any difference. So, I asked the students and the employees of your listeners, on a random basis, I said, is profits the amount that a customer knowingly provides your company for the value they receive? Or alternatively, are profits the amount that you extract from your customers to their disadvantage without their knowledge?
Wow.
And when you ask that question to either college students or the general public, a significant majority choose the second definition when asked how the most companies derive their profits.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But, Jim,
do you have any categories and percentages? Because at one point in time, you told us that your freshmen were like 84% chose the second example.
It's actually, I think it's around two-thirds. Two-thirds. And
so
by the way, it doesn't matter whether
the profit is what makes the world go round, and two-thirds think it's evil.
Correct. That it's extracted. And now, what's interesting is whether you're in front of, and I don't want to hang this just on college students. I mean, I'm suggesting to you that the data indicates that the employees of your listeners, while we're talking, that over half of them believe that profits are negatively obtained.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so what I do, and so what I do in this course is I, both at the university level and what we hope to be doing, you know, as part of a certificate program for employees, is I go through, well, let's discuss the notion of your vote and how you vote with your money and why you vote for your money.
Hold on to that.
And then
no,
we talk
that,
about
I want to come back. I want to come back to that very point. That's an excellent way to segue into this break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Doug to tell us how they're working on this. And this is very important, folks. This is connected to the future of America, as far as I'm concerned. 20 Tail, right back with Doug Tatum. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.